$1 billion for the industry. The reason? Because of fear of exposure to the virus. Many people are declining to go for routine checkups or non-essential treatments, although some patients are trying out telehealth options. The study does not take into account the ongoing spike in COVID-19 cases in many southern states, which could further discourage doctor visits. The researchers say the financial losses could get even worse if there's a second wave later this year. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Today, mainly sunny with an isolated shower or two in the afternoon, with highs topping out in the upper 80s to lower 90s.
It is 71 degrees at 5:30 here at the Automated Office System Studios, and from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
Charlottesville City crews spent part of their Monday removing red paint that was splashed on the Lee statue in Market Street Park over the weekend.
Virginia successfully defended its state-mandated mask requirement. Earlier today, Attorney General Mark Herring tweeted his approval of the mask requirement in Virginia. This is now the 10th case won in defense of COVID-19 safety measures.
One of the long-standing Charlottesville traditions around Independence Day is the morning Kiwanis 5K. Sean Horn was on WCHV from the Kiwanis Club to tell us how it's going to work this year.
Working with the Charlottesville Track Club, Ragged Mountain Running Shop, Mark Lorenzoni recommended that we take it to kind of a quote-unquote virtual. Mm-hmm. So this year what we're doing is they're going to outline three tracks. You can go to the Charlottesville Track Club and participate. And we're asking people, you know, take a photo of yourself, report your time. And rather than charging a registration fee this year, we're asking, how about making a donation directly to Big Brothers Big Sisters?
The Republican nominee for the Senate seat currently held by Mark Warner has issued a challenge to the Democratic senior senator. Daniel Gade announced today he is challenging Warner to five debates. Gade's team and Warner's both say they are in negotiations to have these debates.
Gade will be a guest of the Joe Thomas in the Morning program coming up at 8 o'clock.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 72 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute. Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station. This close to getting there with the monies raised to help the fireworks go off over Charlottesville Independence Day. Click the Celebrate U.S. link at WCHV.com.
You should be driving a Kia from Charlie Obaugh Kia.
This is Eric Obaugh for Charlie Obaugh Kia in Stanton. With over $100,000 in trade-in assistance cash up for grabs, right now is the perfect time for you to trade in and trade up to the new Kia you've always wanted. Interest-free for up to 72 months and worry-free for 100,000 miles. 2020 Kia Fortes, zero down, $159 per month. 2020 Kia Sorentos, zero down, $259 per month. Has your credit taken a hit? Don't quit. If you've got $500 and you make at least $2,000 per month, our lenders can get you approved. And exclusive of that offer, we'll give you $5,000 minimum for any trade in any condition, running or not, toward the purchase of a new Kia. Remember, I'll beat any price anywhere up to $1,000.
You should be driving a Kia from Charlie Obaugh. Charlie Obaugh Kia.
Charlie Obaugh Kia, under the giant American flag in historic state.